Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just thank you this morning that you are present with us and that you will never leave us, oh God. Yokorabaka sheke orabaka. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loyalty, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you rebuke Satan on our behalf. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. We rebuke all winds and storms of the enemy sent against our lives. Rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of bulls until they submit to you, O God. Rebuke the rush, those that rush at us, and let them flee away in Jesus' name. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the house and the chariot and let them fall into a deep sleep. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of the nostrils of your nostrils rebuke our enemies, O God. Rebuke the enemy with flames of fire. Let 1,000 flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives in Jesus' name. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you are our Lord. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you that you are peacemaker, O God, and that there is none like you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just call upon you this morning. Oh, because you are righteous God, you are holy Father, and there's none like you, Father God. And Father God, your word says in Psalm 42, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so pant our soul for you, O God. Our soul thirsts for God, for you are the living God. We thirst for you, O God. When shall we come and appear before you, O God? In the name of Jesus, our tears have been our food day and night, while they continually say to us, where is our God? When we remember these things, we pour out our soul within us. For Lord, I thank you, O God, for you use us, in the name of Jesus, to go with the multitude. In the name of Jesus, we went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise. In the name of Jesus, with the multitude that kept a pilgrim feet. Why art you cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, I shall praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon and from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of the water sprout. All your waves and billows have gone over us. The Lord, I thank you, O Lord. You will command your loving kindness in the daytime. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the night, Yokurabaka, and in the night, your song shall be with us. A prayer of God, Yokurabaka, a prayer to the God of our lives. We will say to God, you are our rock. In the name of Jesus, why have you forgotten us? Why do we go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of the bones, our enemies reproach us. In the mighty name of Jesus, while they say to us all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down on my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him. For we shall yet praise him. For we shall yet praise him. The help of our countenance and our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. This day has been given to us to worship our King. the mighty King. You know the Lord that created us, our Creator. Oh, so we are praising Him and thanking Him. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Story Land. Senior Citizens Day, and we are honoring our seniors today. So we're thanking the Lord for life and abundant life. We're thanking the Lord for all that He's doing for His children in this hour, because He doesn't ever leave us. He refused. He refused to leave us. He brought us here, put a particular purpose in our lives, and we will fulfill that purpose with the help of the Most High God. And you know what? There are things that try to stop us from fulfilling our purpose. Those demons and all those things that try to stop us from fulfilling our purpose. They tried to stop Jesus from fulfilling His purpose. But I thank the Lord that Jesus fulfilled that purpose. And so today I'm going to read a prayer from my pastor's book. Her name is Apostle Kimberly Daniels. She wrote a book called Prayers That Bring Change. And I mean, it's some mighty prayers in this book. And it says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release a spermatic word into the spirit realm to affect the earth realm for the purpose of God. We die to our natural man. We cover our churches as pastors, as people, ministries, and facilities, all that we are, have, and possess, including our families, our marriages, our children, our jobs, our finances, possessions, our health, safety, our welfare, with the blood of Jesus. We bind Satan, the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince of the north, south, east, and west, the prince over every continent, the prince over the United States, the prince over every city throughout the nation, the prince over every city. We bind the prince over this country, all territorial spirits, all principalities, all exusus power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, all spirits not of the Holy Spirit. We bind the ruler spirit assigned against the individuals of this of our ministry and their families. In the name of Jesus, we bind all spirits above, on, and below the earth, all watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdrop spirits, human spirits that travel by astral projection, divination, and witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, all spirits of Jezebel, Python, Gaal, and Antichrist, the fault finder spirit, the death spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, and defamation, accusation, and false accusation, all spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition, hindrance, interference spirits, and obstruction, all blocking spirits, all spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, and argument, the Ahab spirit, the spirit of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. We bind all litigation, discontentment, and warring spirits. We bind all familiar spirits assigned. We bind the spirit of seduction and the beguiling spirit, pride, presumption, arrogance, unbelief, obsession, ill will, distraction, assassination, character assassination, doubt, all spirits of all fear spirits and all nature spirits. And we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We break the power of witchcraft and all these manifestations. We bind the spirit of the wizard, Native American Indian witchcraft spirits, the religious spirit, the spirit of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, spite, the root of bitterness and malice, and all other hindering spirits. We bind the third eye of the medium. We bind all their physical, psychic, and spiritual attacks, their assignments and operations, all seedlings, work, plans, activities, traps, wild snares, curses, hexes, vexes. In the name of Jesus, bewitchment, enchantment, cantrips, ligatures, and judgment of witches and warlocks, all acts of evil, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, candle magic, portion magic, black magic, white magic, and contagious magic, all omens, crystalmancy, or voodoo, all Caribbean and South American witchcraft and Eastern mysticism, the New Age movement, workings of curses and ritual, and sacrifices to Satan. In the name of Jesus, we bind all demonic thoughts, threats, mental illusions, statements, and ideolations, and all self-inflicted curses through negative confession. We bind the imagery and magnification that would take all these things into captivity by faith and call them canceled, made null and void, never manifested or come to pass, cursed and destroyed at their root, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never succeeded, cast down as vain imaginations, and broken off of our ministries, its peoples, families, immediately, completely, and permanently. In the name of Jesus, we cut and sever all ties, bonds, cords, and soul ties with corporate or personal sin, repenting and renouncing all sins, all by trusting and expectant faith in the name, in Christ Jesus' name. And we decree all these prayers accomplished for your glory, Father. Now that all these spirits are bound, we break their supply lines and communication lines, and we bind off all their reinforcements. We bind up and off of us all their reinforcements and retaliation by the enemy. We speak and decree upon them spiritual confusion, spiritual deafness, dumbness, blindness, paralysis, and incapacitation, all in Christ Jesus' name. We throw their plans into continual confusion, and we decree all these things accomplished in Jesus Christ's name. We decree that they cannot obstruct, confuse, harm, deceive, or divide our people to frustrate the move of God in Jesus' name. We loose the perfect will of God and the untapped power of the Holy Spirit over everyone involved in this vision. And we release them to walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring forth the perfect will and purpose of God. We come into agreement for the ministering angels, warring angels, guardian angels of the Lord Jesus Christ to be dispatched immediately. We sent forth to cause these prayers to be according to the words we have spoken. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation, deliverance, and healing throughout our communities, cities, and nation. We thank you, Lord God, for the body of Christ working fitly, joined together for the overall vision of God. Holy Spirit, woo your people and cause them to tap into where you are taking your church in this season. We thank you, Lord, for the authority. We take authority over all territorial spirits throughout the United States and confess that this land was dedicated to and still belongs to Jesus. His people are free to pray, praise, and worship as the Spirit leads. Satan is bound. We also bind every spirit mentioned and unmentioned, known, unknown, coming through any individual, organization, adversary, or would-be adversary in Jesus' name. You are forbidden to operate against the vision of God, and we command you to return to the point of your origination against us. In the name of Jesus, we send back and return all curses that came with you in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord displaced you, and you have been permanently evicted from this day forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, it is Senior Citizens Day, and we are honoring seniors. You know, we thank God for those who have the hoary head, those who have long life, because those are the ones who have paved the way for us, those who have called on the name of Jesus, those who said, Lord, you are our God, those who called upon him from, you know, the time they were saved. up through now, those faithful, loyal people, even the ones who, you know, repented and left the Father, became prodigal children and came back. We thank God for them. And we are praying today for those seniors who are not saved. So, Father God, you know, there are many senior citizens, elderly people, oh God, who don't call on your name, who don't know the power of you, Almighty God, who don't realize that you are their creator and that you are the one who created them in your image. And, Father God, they don't even realize that you commanded people everywhere. You said at one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling men everywhere to repent, men and women to repent, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you that you're calling all people to be saved in the name of Jesus so that they can know of you, learn of you and your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for senior citizens everywhere in the name of Jesus getting to know you, being saved, developing a personal relationship with the one who's their creator, the one who will never leave them, never forsake them, the one who is their healer, the one who is their provider, the one who is their judge. And, Father, I pray, Father God, for continued salvation throughout the land. I ask you, Lord, to send forth laborers, Mokona Makashe. Those are the fivefold ministry, oh God. Those who have Yokuna Maka evangelical calls upon their lives, send them forth, oh God, to go out and bring in the sheep in Jesus' name. And I thank you that the sheep that they bring in this hour will be saved in Jesus' name. They will be safe and protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. They will dwell in your secret place, oh God. They will say of you, Lord, you are their refuge, you are their fortress, and they will begin to trust in you as never before, and they will taste of your goodness and never go back into the ways of death or destruction, oh God. They will move forward in you as never before. The time that the seniors have left, they will spend it praising you, honoring you, blessing you, giving you glory. They will repent before you for the wicked ways that they once had, oh God. But now they are giving their bodies to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is their reasonable service, oh God. So I thank you for every senior throughout America, throughout the world, saying, Lord, I call you Lord. Lord, I want to be saved. And Father God, I thank you for salvation going forth throughout the land. I thank you for revival, a great revival, a wind of revival coming through. Sweeping through Jacksonville, sweeping through New Orleans, sweeping through Memphis, sweeping through Abilene, sweeping through Mokura Bakashe, Washington, D.C., sweeping through New Jersey, Yokura Bakashe, sweeping through every city in our nation, oh God, sweeping through every state, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Washington, Nevada, all of the cities and states throughout Indiana, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, every state sweeping through. Oh, God, let that revival come through every city, every state, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring the sheep back to you, oh, God. Call them out of darkness, those who are backslidden, oh, God, those elderly people who backslidden, oh, God. Give them another chance, oh, God, to get out of that backslidden condition and begin to love you again, their first love, oh God. So, Father, today I thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing on the senior citizens' behalf. I thank you, Father God, for healing their bodies, healing their minds. Many of them, Lord God, have lost their minds. They no longer have sound minds. So, Father God, we decree and declare today that your senior citizens, your called out people, they have the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that every one of their organs are healed in Jesus' name. By your stripes, they are healed by every one of those 39 stripes. I thank you that you set the word and heal your seniors, oh God, those who call on your name in the name of Jesus, even those who don't even know you. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. Well, we just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for the seniors throughout the world, in every continent, oh God, in Asia, and in South America, North America, Africa, Asia, Australia, in the name of Jesus, every continent, oh God. Search out people who are not saved and offer them salvation, oh God, and bring them close to you, oh God. Teach them how to love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, oh God. Bring families of people in, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're bringing in the grandfathers, the grandmothers, oh God, the elderly, senior citizens, oh God, you, those who never called on your name. You're calling them in this hour, oh God, even those seniors who've been atheists, oh God, who said there is no God. I repent on their behalf, and I thank you for salvation going forth for the seniors. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Well, welcome again to Bible Storyland. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. We are grateful that you joined us today. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful to Father God. You know, he's a great God, and ain't nobody can compare to our God. He's the one who keeps the earth from falling off its axis. He's the one who makes sure the sun shines. He's the one who sends the snow, the rain. He is the one who stops the snow, the rain. He's the one who stops the weather from overtaking us. He's the one who stops those tsunamis when they've gone too far. He's the one who stops the wind and the rain and the waves of the ocean. He can say to them, peace, be still. And don't you know they obey? Read your Bible. It says the winds and the rains obeyed his will. So you know what? We got to obey too. We human. We created in his image. He didn't create the ocean waves in his image. He didn't create puppies in his image. He didn't create the animals in his image. He created you and me in his image. Those people who are upright, those people who stand upright, not just the, you know, just the righteous. He created every human being in his image. You know, I was someplace the other day. As a matter of fact, I was in Walmart, and this lady was in pain, and she said, oh, God, help me, God. And don't you know that even if you don't believe in him, you call on his name when you need help. Oh, God, help me, God, is what she said. And so, you know, I thank God that, you know, we can call on him, we his children. And even people who are not his children call on him. But you know what? He honors his children. You know, there may be a father and mother in your neighborhood, and they have maybe two or three children. And the children, you know, even from the neighborhood, call them mom and daddy. And they come to them. But you know what? It's the blood ones, the ones who have their blood that they cover. That they shelter, that they feed. I mean, they may feed somebody else's child temporarily, but it's really the ones who have the same blood with them. Those are the ones they really cover. And the same with Father God. You know, we are made in his image. We are filled with his blood. And he really takes good care of us. I mean, it's no good thing will he withhold from his children. You know, from children in the neighborhood, parents may withhold a few things. They're going to give their children the best of the best. And don't you know Father God is like that? He gives his children benefits every day. He loads us up with them. Can you think of the biggest truck in the world? And God just loads that truck up with benefits for you every day. He don't give us leftover benefits. He give us benefits for this day, even today. I'm holding up my hands and receiving all my benefits for today because he loaded us up. Well, today we're going to be talking about a great man of God, a man, you know, who God called and he called him. He had never heard the voice of God, and God called him, and he said, listen, Abram, his name was Abram at that time. He said, Abram, I want you to leave your land where you were brought up, and I want you to come to me, and I want you to be my son. I'm going to make you a nation. I'm going to make a nation unto you, Abraham. So, you know, God is faithful. I mean, he did just what he said he was going to do with Abram. I'm sure Abram's parents wondered, well, what is the matter with my son? Because Abram said, listen, I'm going to leave this land, and I'm going to follow God, not the God that we've been brought up with in this family, but I'm going to serve another God. How many of you, you know, left your family church, and they just thought you were just awful for leaving your family church? But they didn't realize, you could tell them all you want, that God called you to another place of worship, and they don't want to hear that. They want to keep you hanging on to the old when God is bringing you into the new. So God brought Abram, into a new place, a new land. And, you know, Abraham was called the father of faith. He was chosen by God. And, you know, he was obedient to God. He left his home family for the call of God. You can read about it in Genesis, where he left his family. Now, God told him, don't take his family with him, but he was disobedient in one area. He brought his nephew Lot with him, and Lot caused him many problems. You know, we got to obey God. If God tells us to go do something, we can't bring baggage with us. We got to leave the baggage behind, because God don't want us dragging baggage. He wants us to be free to flow with him. You got heavy baggage, it's kind of hard to flow with God. So we got to leave off all of that baggage. Now, you know, Abram was very unselfish. He gave his nephew Lot the first choice of the land. Once they got where they were going, he said, okay, Lot. You know, there was strife in the land between Lot's people and Abraham's people. He said, okay, now, Lot, let's make it an agreement. I'm going to let you choose the land that you want. So Lot chose to go east, and Abraham went the other way. So Abraham was also courageous. You know, he defeated the robber king. You know, it takes courage to defeat anybody, but it really took courage for him to defeat these robber kings. And you know what? It takes courage for you to leave your family. It takes courage for you to leave your family. But, you know, in this day and time, we got to be bold and full of courage. You know, he was also incorruptible. He refused to receive gifts rendered for service. And you know what? He was mighty in prayer. Oh, he had an awesome relationship with Father God. He prayed morning, noon, and night. He had a powerful relationship with God. He was mighty in prayer. And you know what? He was wonderful in faith. Now, he ain't start out with faith. Well, in a sense, he did start out with faith as Abram, because he said, okay, God told him, he said, look, I want you to go to another land. I'm going to lead you there. Leave your family, your birth family. I'm going to give you a new family. Now, you know, I mean, he didn't know God, but he began to trust in God. What is faith? Abraham had much faith. He's known as the father of faith. Have you had faith in something and it fell through? Maybe it was your job, and maybe they fired you or laid you off. You had faith in that job, but you know, it fell through. You ever had faith in your parents? You know, your parents said, oh, I'm going to do this here for you. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the other. But it fell through. It didn't come to pass because, you know, they're human, just like you. You realize that your parents were human and you forgave them. You know, but faith, what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You could also say that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the proving of things not seen. You know, I remember one time a lady, I had gone to a church. I'd never been to this kind of church before. And the lady was calling for people to come up for prayer. She really called for married people up, but I was single at the time. But I went up there anyway because I really needed prayer. So when I got up there and the lady came to me, she was a woman of God, an evangelist. I will never forget. And she said, "Do you believe in God?" I said, "Yes." She said, "God said you don't trust him, but he's going to be teaching you to trust him." Well, I didn't know how he was going to be teaching me, but, you know, my spirit was leaping on the inside. I was so happy and so excited that God was the God, the Most High God, the one who created me, was going to be teaching me something. He was going to be teaching me to trust him. Now, little did I know, I was going to have to go through trial after trial after trial after trial after trial after trial. I went through many trials. But guess what? God was faithful to me. And through each trial, he brought me to another level of trust in him. I began to trust in him. I really did, just like she said. What she said came true in my life. She was a woman of faith that spoke into my life. She was a woman who trusted in God, and she spoke. She was a prophet, and she spoke into my life. What is faith? Could you say that faith is belief? All right, now, you know, there are many, many things that we just don't understand. There are so many things that we don't understand, but that's where faith comes in. You know, Abraham didn't understand why God wanted him to leave his family, but he began to trust in God. In every situation, he realized that God was doing things for him. God fought battles for him. God provided for him. You know, and his faith was increased with everything that he had to go through. Everything. Abraham's faith was increased more and more and more. So Abraham began to trust in the Most High God. He began, you know, the closer he got to God, the more his faith increased. With every trial you go through, when God gives you victory, you say, "Oh, my God." You know, you can be so caught up in things and not in God. But when you realize that it's the Most High God that did these things for you, it increases your faith in him. And you begin to say, "Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for taking care of me through Katrina. I thank you for taking care of me when I was a little girl. Now, I didn't know you, but you know me." You know, God placed you in your mother's belly even before you knew yourself. He gave your father the seed to birth you. So, you know, we got to keep trusting in him, keep trusting in him, keep trusting in him, keep trusting in him. And when we trust in the Most High God, oh, my God, he increases our faith. He increases our faith. And, you know, faith is, unbelief is the opposite of faith. When you say, you know, and that's how Sarai was. That was Abram's wife. She tried to help God. You know, God don't need no help. He's almighty. We can't help him. We don't need to help him. But we do need to obey him, do what he tells us to do. And if he don't call us to do something, I wouldn't do it if I were you. And, you know, faith, when you read in Luke 17:5, "And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Don't you know we need our faith increased daily? Now, the disciples, you know, before they became apostles, they believed in Jesus to a certain extent. They saw miracle after miracle in front of their eyes. Even when Peter cut the soldier's ear off and Jesus put it back on, those were miracles that they saw. But you know what? Even when the crucifixion came up, when they were getting ready to crucify Christ, they got so scared. Their faith just left them. They got so scared. But, you know, even through fear, we can trust in God. And they saw, I mean, really, when Christ, you know, was put on that cross, even before he went to the cross, they denied him. You know, we've all denied him. We've all said we don't know him. Think about it. Have you denied him with your actions? Have you denied him with your words? Now, they denied him with their mouth. They said, I don't know him. I don't know him. But sometimes we deny him with our actions. You know, we don't study the word, we're denying him because he may want to speak to you through the word of God. The word is living. So we got to read the word. We can deny him access to get to us or to speak to us through the word. We can deny him by not going into the house of God to praise him. Because he said, you know, don't forsake to assemble yourselves together. You know, the body of Christ, we got to get together with each other. Now, you know, many of us love God, but we don't hate his, we don't love his people. We dislike him. We say, Lord, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, I know you ain't telling me to love them, Father God. I don't mind loving you, but Lord, they unlovable. But guess what? He's calling us to love the unlovable. And you know what? We may be unlovable and don't even know it. And we pointing a finger at other people and we say, Lord, but they this way, they this that way, they that way. And you know what? We got all them four fingers pointing back at us. So we got to be careful in this day and time about pointing the finger at God's creation. God created us. He know how they are. Trust me. God know how many hairs they have on their head. He know exactly how each one of us are. He said, who can know his errors? Don't you know we have errors in us? But yet we want to point at other people's error, E-R-R-O-R, those errors. You know, we want to point, yeah, Lord, you know, he's selfish, she's selfish, she mean, he mean, they stepped on my right foot. This one stepped on my left toe. They ain't never apologized to me. They did this to me. They did that to me, Lord God. And, you know, we holding all of that stuff. God say it's time to increase our faith in him and stop pointing a finger. Romans 10:17 says, so faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. You know what? I learned this some time ago, that not only do you need to hear the word in the house of God that the fivefold ministry bring, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists bring forth, but you need to hear the word of God in your own house. We have to read the word of God out loud and study it. When you read it out loud, you go like, "Woo! Thank you, Jesus." It's getting into your ear. It's getting into your ears. And it says, so faith cometh by hearing. So when you hear the word of God in the church, when the pastors bring it forth, when you hear the word of God, when you read it, it's increasing your faith in God. So when you hear the word, it says faith comes by hearing the word of God. So you know what? We go to church maybe twice a week and hear the pastor. But the other, you know, the other days of the week, those other 5 days or even those 7 days, we got to read the word for ourselves. I remember I was about 19 or 20. And I used to listen to the pastor preach, and I would copy down notes, and I'd go home, and I would study them. I would say, ooh, I didn't know this was in the Bible, and I would study more. And so whenever I was at a church and they made a mistake, I would say, okay, they made a mistake right there because I knew the word. I said, well, I've been taught the word. I know when somebody make a mistake in the word. Now, some people deliberately make a mistake, and then they got other ones who just make a real mistake. You know the difference? Some of them just, you know, they know people got itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. Them itching ear people, they don't want to hear the truth. But, you know, Abraham wanted to hear the truth, so God told him the truth. Romans 14:23 says, he that doubleth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. So we got him. Be people of faith. People of faith. We cannot be in unbelief. We're talking about Father Abraham. And, you know, he was a man of great faith. Now, in Hebrews 11:1, it says, As I told you earlier, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you know what? There's a song that the children sing, Father Abraham. He was known as the father of many. He is our father by spiritual birth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things. You ever been waiting on something and you just keep hoping for it? Maybe it's something you're coming in the mail. You say, oh, my God, I hope it come today. Oh, I hope it come today. And you just be waiting and waiting. By faith, you know it's coming because somebody told you it's coming. But guess what? When the Most High God tell you, and it may be even delayed a few days, but when the Most High God tell you it's coming, it's coming. It's coming. You can trust in God. And when you have that trust and faith and you believe in him, he takes your faith to a higher level. And then you trust him for something else, even bigger than that. And then your faith goes to a higher level. So we go from faith to glory to glory. In James 2:17, so faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone. You know, we got to do something in the kingdom. We can't just sit on the bench every Sunday. No. There's work to do. There's a song that says, there is much work to do. There is work on every hand. Now, today, we're going to stop, and we're going to sing. We're going to have Sister Karen. I tell, she's a great woman of God who's been coming on with us just about since we began Bible Storyland. She's going to play a wonderful song that God has given her. And after she comes on, we have a woman of God from the New Orleans area, Marrero. She's going to be singing and playing a song also. So, Sister Karen, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful.
It's about 39 or 40 in Jacksonville. You have any idea what it's like in Houston?
I guess it's upper 30s. I'm not exactly sure, but that's about right.
Yeah, it's cold here, but, you know, the sun is shining bright. I'm glad about that. So what you going to sing today, play today?
I'm going to do How Great Thou Art.
All righty. Oh, one of my favorite. Okay, we're listening. Wow. Ooh, that was so beautiful. I could just listen to that all day long. I could play it over and over. How great thou art. I tell you what, you know when the Holy Spirit is leading someone, if you just listen to that song, it was so beautiful. How great thou art. And you know, God is even greater than we can think or imagine. He's so great. The one who created the sun, the stars, the moon, the earth, the oceans, the rivers, the birds, the beasts of the air, man. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Woo, he's awesome in all of his ways. Ain't nobody like our God. So, Karen, woo, that was awesome. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I thank God for you. That was awesome. I thank God for you. Well, Sister Glory Jean, how you been?
I've been doing fine. Fine, fine, fine. And I thank God for all of you. I haven't heard from you. I haven't been in yet. But I'm in now again. I'm hoping to be in more and more. And I thank God for Sister Karen. I tell you, she knows how to play those songs, huh?
Doesn't she? Woo!
She makes those songs.
Well, we're thrilled that you're on with us today. What you going to sing and play for us this morning?
I think I'll do, since you were talking about faith, I think I'll do Only Believe.
Okay, I love that.
So just give me a chance to get to the piano. Give me a chance to get to the piano. Okay.
Yeah, take your time. That's what we need, to only believe in our God. You know, many people believe in many gods. I'm telling you, some people worship all, they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and all kind of gods. But, you know, they don't know the word of God. Because God said we're to have no other gods before him. So we got to believe in the Most High God. We got to be obedient to him. We got to do what he says in his word. Because he is the mighty God and the great creator. We're ready when you get ready.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but the piano I can't hear very well.
Okay.
Yeah, much better.
Can you hear the piano?
Yes, yes.
You hear it?
Yes.
That's not the one I want. This is the one I want. Only believe. Can you hear me?
Believe. Oh, we believe. that verse again. I met God one morning. I saw, oh, feeling so bad. I'd be laid down with a bow down head. He lifted my burden.
Child, and Terah
took his son, Abram, and his grandson, Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law, Sarai, and his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and then Terah died in Haran. Now, you know, genealogy is very important. Who we were birthed through means something, and especially during Bible days. Now, in Genesis 12, this is where God starts speaking to Abraham. He said to Abraham, now, the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. These are promises from God. And I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's us. We're blessed because of Abraham. He's the father of faith. We were through spiritual birth. Abraham is known as our father. And so, you know, Abraham was a great man, and God blessed him. God kept every promise he made to him. Now, you know, Sarah was barren. God, you know, they didn't know, you know, they were getting up in age, and God had promised them these, and whatever God promised, he always fulfilled. So, you know, Abraham obeyed God. He got up. He left his father's people. He left the land, and he just started going where God led him. And he started trusting in this God because God kept his promises. Every promise he made to Abraham, he kept those promises. So, you know, then Abram, you know, they went to Egypt, and there was famine in the land. And so they went there, and they met this king. And but before they met the king, this is where Abraham didn't show faith. He got afraid because Sarai was so beautiful. Sarai, she was very beautiful. And he said, wait a minute. I want you to tell this king that you my sister. Because you know what? They'll try to kill me if they know you my wife. And you know, they'll kill me. And then, you know, I won't be no more. But he didn't trust in God enough at that point. But guess what? God shows people that are not his people different dreams and visions too. And different things will happen. So he said, okay, I'm going to bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you. So anyway, you know, Sarai told the king, Pharaoh, he said, oh, yeah, this is my brother. But when he tried to have a relationship with Sarai, oh, the man got very ill, deathly ill. He said, wait a minute, something ain't right here, something ain't right. God put, you know, like a curse on him. Because he was, even though Abraham and Sarai told a lie, God still took care of him. Don't you know as many lies as I've told, God still taking care of us, taking care of me, taking care of you, as many lies that we told, he still take care of us. He fixed that situation for Abraham, just like he promised. He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your people. So he took care of that. And then, you know, Abraham messed up again. After, you know, they left this land of Egypt, they went on traveling the way God was leading them. And then there was some strife. There was strife between Lot's people, who God told him not to take. That was his nephew. He took Lot and Lot's people, and then he took his own people. But there was strife between his people and Lot's people. So he said, okay, Abraham said, Lot, Now listen, you see all this land here? Choose which way you want to go. So Lot chose to go east, and Abram went the other way. So he was disobedient by bringing Lot, but God still blessed him because he gave, he was unselfish. Remember I told you earlier he was unselfish, so he gave Lot some land, and then he took the other land. So then, you know, Lot went into captivity, and Abraham had to get out of that problem he got into. Now, you know, we can't help God out. When God tells us something, he tells us a promise, we can't help him out. We got to wait. We got to wait, and then we got to wait some more, and then we got to wait some more, and we got to wait some more, we got to wait some more. Now, you know, I remember when I was 16. I was saved at 16 years old, and I was remembering my family. I said, Lord, save my family. And then my father had a son, and he used to come and visit us sometimes, and he went away in the service, and I didn't see him. I said, Lord, I don't know where my brother is, but I want him to be saved. Now, I was 16 when I prayed that prayer. But when I got in my 40s, my father told me that he was home and that I could talk to him. So I came home here to Jacksonville. I was living in New Orleans at the time. And I came home to visit. And then my brother came to visit my dad, and I fixed dinner for him. He said, what you doing tomorrow, sis? I said, I'm going to church. He said, you mind if I go with you? I said, no, we didn't drive, but the van, you know, I'll call the van, they'll come pick you up. So my brother, they picked him up first, and then they came and picked up my dad and I, and we went to church. My dad sat up front with the leaders, and my brother and I sat together. When they started singing, when we started singing as a congregation, my brother, that man sounded like he was taught by angels how to sing. He had such a melodious voice. He could sing. Oh, my God. He could sing. And later on, I found out that he sang with a gospel quartet. But anyway, the pastor preached the message, and then he offered anybody who wanted to be saved. My brother got up and went up there and was saved, and he got baptized that day. And I will never forget that day. You know, he gave his life to the Lord. Now, that was the answer to a prayer that I prayed when I was 16. Don't you know you can pray prayers and you may not get answers right away? Some answers come like right now. You pray, Lord, I'm hungry. Somebody could knock on your door and bring you some food right then. Right then. You could say, Lord, I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. He will hear him speak. He'll say, go left. And if you obey, you're going to do what God said. You're going to find your way. Now, God had promised Abraham, he said, your seed. But remember, Sarah was barren. She had no children. So I guess, you know, being human, they're trying to figure out, well, look, Sarah ain't got no children. Sarai don't have no children. How are we going to get children if she's barren? But don't you know, we can't figure out God's plan. We just got to, like Gloria Dean said, trust and obey. We got to only believe. And the other song says, trust and obey. And then Karen spoke about how great he is. He's great and mighty. He knows the end of your life, my life, from the beginning. He already knows what's going to take place toward now unto the end. And from the end to the beginning. You know, we serve a great God. He's so wonderful. I mean, I can't understand. I know. I was caught up in darkness. That's why I didn't have enough faith and trust to believe in God. But anyway, Sarai said, you know, I'm getting old now. And we ain't God ain't giving me no children. She said, maybe, you know, you're supposed to have a child by somebody else that's, you know, can have children, that's not barren like me. So Sarah had a handmaid, you know, that's like a maid. And she said, okay, well, Abraham, you sleep with her, and then that'll be, you know, the son maybe that God wanted. Well, you know, when we disobey God, we cause all kind of problems. We try to help him out, try to figure it out. No. We got to have the mind of Christ. We can't figure God's plan out. We just got to trust and obey. We got to wait on the Lord. those that wait upon the Lord. He renews our strength when we wait. Like I told you, I waited from 16 till I was in my 40s before my brother was saved. All along, he was saving my family. I asked God to save my father, my mother, my sister, my niece, my nephew, all my family. And over the years, they've all been saved. So I thank God. There are other members of my family who are not saved. There are some who are backslidden. He's going to bring them back. He's faithful like that. So Sarai said, okay, Abraham, let's go sleep with Hagar. And, of course, Hagar produced. And she had Ishmael. But I tell you what, there was strife and tension between she and Sarai. Sarah regretted what she had done. She realized in the process that that was not God's plan. And God still told Sarah and Abraham, you, Sarai, will have a baby. And she laughed. She thought it was funny. At my age, she was old. I would not say she was hoary-headed. She was an old woman. And so was Abraham. They were old when that child came forth. And they were past 90 years old. But guess what? Abraham, he said, shall I have pleasure while I'm old? God made it so. And guess what? They birthed forth a son, a baby boy. And they named him, Abraham named him Isaac. Isaac. He was the son of God's promise. They tried to help God just like we do. You know, we say, oh, well, maybe God want me to go do this here. You know, I've been waiting for this for a long time. Maybe he want me to help him. Uh-uh. He just want us to W-A-I-T, wait, and then wait some more, and then wait some more. And now, you know, he gives us instructions all along the way. But we still have to wait. What can we learn from Abraham? You know, that son was born. But guess what? God tested him. He said, okay, the first and great commandment is for you to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. I don't want you loving nobody else. He said, yeah, he only wants you loving your children more than you love him. So guess what? God tested Abraham. Abraham, you know, he used to take a sacrifice every time and go up to the mountain and once a year and sacrifice to God. But this particular time, he said, okay, I want you to sacrifice your son, the son of, you know, that you've been waiting for, that son, Isaac. I want you to take him up to the mountain as a sacrifice. But you know God is faithful, faithful. And so because Abraham had gotten to a point, you know, in the beginning, we obey God just a little. And then we obey him with leaps and bounds. And then we obey him like mountains, you know. And he teaches how to speak to our mountains and come forth in our lives. And then the mountains fall down. And we say, look at what he did for me. We get so excited, and then our faith increases. Well, Abraham was not only faithful to God, he was so obedient. He learned by trusting in God, making mistakes, just like Jesus did. Said Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Well, we do too. And Abraham, you know, had to take his son up there, and he told his men down below the mountain, he said, look, we'll be back. My son and I will be back. Now, he had enough faith in God to speak that forth. That's what we can do. We can speak forth healing. We can speak forth abundance. We can speak forth supernatural things. We can speak forth just like Abraham said. God told him to take that son up to the altar. But Abraham had enough faith by then to speak those things as though they be. He said to the men down in the mountain, my son and I will be back. So he knew God was going to provide a ram, but how do you know it? Because he trusted God through every trial he went through. So what can we learn from Abraham? We got to learn to trust in God through every trial. Every trial we go through, every situation we face, we got to learn to trust in God. His faith taught him to trust in God. And so through trials, through even through mistakes, we don't give up. We don't weaken our faith. We trust in God even more. And even though we haven't seen the promise, we still have to wait. So Abraham had faith through every trial he went through. Every trial. And, you know, he went through many, many trials. And Abraham's faith was confirmed in Genesis 22:1-18. Now it came to pass that after these things, God tested. Listen to this. And we're the sons and daughters of Abraham. You know what, usually a lot of times what your father and your mother go through, you too. So he said, God tested Abraham and said to him, and he said, Abraham, he said, here am I. Abraham said to God, here am I. And then he said, now take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him. See there, he was supposed to offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. God don't tell us everything all at one time. First, we got to go from step A to step B to hear the next thing, the next instruction that he's telling us. And so Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and he took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. The third day. You know, three is an important number in the Bible. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Third day, Jesus arose, and they saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to the young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back. Didn't I tell you? They will come back. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac. Now, he taught Isaac, you know, he trained his son up in the way that he should go. And that's what we have to do, train up our sons and daughters. He trained up Isaac in the way that he should go. He said, okay. Isaac, his son, took the fire. He offered and laid Isaac on the altar. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham and his said to his father, Father, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. Then he said, look the fire in the wood, but where's the lamb? See, he had trained him up. He had a lamb. He always taught Isaac, you know, the ways of God. Isaac knew that there was supposed to have been a burnt offering. There was supposed to have been a lamb for the burnt offering, but he didn't see the lamb. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of God, which God told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And then guess what he did next? The son of his promise, he tied up his arms and his feet. And he laid him on the altar. Now, how many children, your children, they probably would have got up and ran. But Isaac was obedient to his father. He trusted in his dad, who trusted in his father, Father God. He knew his father was not going to let him down. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? You waited all these years. You know, his wife was barren all those years, 90-some years. And then all of a sudden, God gives you a child. All those years they waited. And then he tells you, now listen, you take your son and you offer him up to me as a burnt offering. Don't take the lamb this time, take my son. But because God, Abraham was used to trusting in God, and God was bringing him from faith to faith and level to level, he had gotten strong in his faith with God. He had reached up high to God, and God had brought forth every promise he promised him. He gave him land. He said, look, all the land as far as you can see belonged to you. He said, now I'm going to bless your seed. And so he trusted in God. He said, okay, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I trust in you. And, you know, there was a man in the Bible, if you can remember, he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Job, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. He said, God, I desire the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. That was Job. Now, Abraham said, son, he said, son, we're going up and we're going to make an offering to God. But his son had been trained. He had been taught by his father the God's ways. He knew that there was always a lamb. So he said, well, now, father, wait a minute. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? He said, God will provide himself a lamb for this burnt offering. So they went up. And just as he raised up that knife to slay his son, God spoke to him. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So Abraham said, as he always do, here am I. And he said, do not lay your hands on the lad and do anything to him. For now I know you fear God. And since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me, then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram. Don't you know God got one for you too? He got a ram in the bush for you. He got a ram in the bush for me. So God was faithful. He wanted to test Abraham's faith. That's how he became the father of faith. He went through many trials. He made many errors. But through those trials, his faith grew and grew. And that's how God wants us to do. He wants our faith to grow through trials and tribulations. You know, over the years, can you remember things that God has said to you or you did over the years and your faith increased in God? Maybe when you were a child, you were just, you know, eating, drinking milk. And then after a while, you got so, oh, wow, I don't need milk no more. I can now chew. I got some teeth. You could chew on the word. You could read the word for yourself. People taught you and taught you and taught you when you were first a baby in Christ. But then as you grew, you say, oh, hey, I can eat on my own now. My mama don't have to feed me no pablum and milk no more. I could hold my own bottle. And then after a while, you said, oh, I don't need no milk. I can eat me some meat. And you use your teeth, and you put your teeth in the word, and you start reading. And God starts showing you revelation after revelation. Say, my God, I know this thing just jump in the Bible, but I never read it before. That's how God is. He got a ram in the bush for you. You know, things you've been waiting on a long time, those promises will come. Because we are, you know, we're the seed of Abraham. And God made promises to Abraham. Don't you remember those promises I read to you? Let me read them again. He made promises to Abraham. And you know God is not no man. He does not lie. Every promise that he made to Abraham, here it is. He said, now the Lord said to Abram, he was Abram at that time, he said, get out of the country, Abraham obeyed, from your family, he obeyed. Now, how many of us, God, trying to get us from our family? But we just keep hanging on to our sisters and brothers. He said, okay, I want you to go to another place, another city, another town, another country. I want you to get away from your family because, you know, that's baggage and they're holding you up. And when you say, well, God told me, they're going to say, God ain't told you that. God don't tell people that. They're going to hold you back. But see, when you don't have them to tell you, and you don't have them to depend on, you ain't got nobody but God to depend on. And that's when your faith starts going to other levels, higher levels. He said, get out of the country from your family and from your father's house. He wanted them to get away from the familiar. You know, sometimes we in familiar surroundings, familiar people, and we start doing stuff the same old way. No, God want to teach us another way. Get away from our families. Get away from our friends who are trying to tell us what God said and what he didn't say. But God know what he said. He said, okay, I want you to get away from your father's house, and I want you to go to a land. I'm going to show you this land where I want you to go. I will make of you a great nation. How many of us have ministries? And people are part of the ministries. That's part of our nation that God is building it up. He said, I'll bless you. You know, like Brother David, he's a godly comedian. And God said, okay, I'm going to send plenty of people to hear you tonight. And I'm going to have those people keep following you because you follow me. And so he's building up our ministry. He said, I will make you a great name, Abraham, and I will bring, and you shall be a blessing, and I will curse those who curse you, and in all the families of the earth shall, in you, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, isn't that a great blessing? Now, you know we see the Abraham. What promises has God made to you? Now, that, in case you want to read it, in case you want your faith brought to another level, that was in Genesis, read Genesis 11 and 12 and so and on down the line, all the way through about 18. You're going to find, no, 22. You're going to find out Genesis 11, 12, Genesis 13, Genesis 14, 15, all the way to Genesis 22. All that tells about Abraham and how he was the father of faith. Now, he earned it now. You better believe he did some work, but he trusted in God. He trusted in God. He obeyed God. And if we do the same thing, we're his seed, and we're going to be blessed. And those who curse us will be cursed, and those who bless us will be blessed. We got that same promise that Abraham was given to by God. Well, Sister Karen is going to play another song for us at this time. What you going to play, Karen? Uh-oh, wait. Hold on. I may have you muted, Karen. No, I don't. Karen, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Amazing Grace.
Okay. Another one of my old-time favorites. To hear it because I'm in Bible study, but I thank God, you know, for her. She has been a woman of God that with great faith, and she has several children, 8 or 9, maybe more, and grandchildren. excuse me, and great, he's a great brother. Nine children.
Yeah.
Amen. He blessed
18
her
grandchildren. 18 grandchildren, but I don't. It, you see, the great ones, they have, they just coming and coming and coming. I can't count them no more. Yeah, as you
what
call
you
them little
play?
Crumb snatchers.
Yeah,
as you
I
call them
you.
Crumb snatchers, you're still coming and coming.
Yes,
well, I'll do one. I'll do a song. You ready for me to do a song now?
Yeah, what you gonna play?
Maybe. Let Jesus fix it for you.
All right. Now, that's great.
Okay.
That's how Abraham did. He let Jesus fix it for him because he said,
wait till I get to the piano. Stuff.
Okay. You know, Jesus, well, actually, Abraham let God fix it for him, but we're going to let Jesus fix it for us. He's our elder brother. He's the one who's standing in the gap. When he said, oh, wait a minute. You know, Father, he prays on our behalf. He stands in between us and the Father. He said, Father, I know Caritha sins. She's in error. She got little foxes. Her garments are full of sin. But Lord, forgive her. Oh, Lord, she's going to get it right with you, Lord God. So, Father God, I stand in the gap. You know, that's what Jesus do. Let Jesus fix it for you and for me. He'll fix it now.
Amen. Oh, can you hear the piano?
Yes.
I had to stop, you know, so I'm just leaving God all the way,
You know, I was just believing like Abraham. I'm one of the children of Abraham. Praise God. So I'm just let God finish fixing it for me, because I don't know everything to do. Let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way.
Amen. Woo! Let Jesus fix it for you. Amen. Amen.
I just thank God. I really thank God for you. I thank God for you. You know, right there, standing in the gap for everybody. Hallelujah. Holding on to the program, not letting go. Just doing what God called you to do. You're holding on. He said, hold on. Always hold to on to God's unchanging hand. They say, I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Hold on, Karina, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand. And say, I'm holding on, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Praise God. God loves you, and I thank God for all of the audience out there that's listening. I tell you, I just thank God, because God is touching everybody out there today, because God has something for everybody to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. And God bless you, Sister Rita. Praise God.
Well, God bless you too, Sister Gloria Dean. Hallelujah. I thank God. Let Jesus fix it for you. He gave his life for you and me. He knows what to do. I thank God. You know, we have another woman of God on. She just came on, Jackie Travis. How are you, Jackie?
Hey, what to do?
Oh, I'm great now. I'm just waking up. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I'm in Atlanta, and I'm up there with my friend's children, and they were here, and I was going to get up and see if they want to sing on the radio with me.
All right, what y'all going to sing?
Hold on 1 second.
All right. I thank God for Jackie. You know she's faithful. Even though she's traveling, she still called in. So I thank God for you.
Y'all know Yes, Jesus Loves Me?
They're going to sing with me. They're going to sing Yes, Jesus Loves Me. Oh, that's precious. Okay, well, sing one song. We're going to sing one time, okay? Hey, they're so cute. Yes, Jesus Loves Me. Yes, Jesus Loves Me. Or I will tell people, Jesus loves me with fire. Or the Bible tells me so. There's no one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Amen. I got all the college kids, and they are so cute. I haven't seen them since they were babies. What's their
name?
How
many of them is it?
Huh?
How many children?
Three of them. They are so
cute.
Imani
and
Micah
and Jabez.
Jabez, we have Jabez here.
Woo! All right.
They are cute. We live out. They live way out in Ackworth, Georgia. We came out here last night, and a great time. I was just thinking, thank you for praying for us last night. And on the road, we found everything we need to find. It was so nice. We didn't get to bed at about 4 o'clock this morning, but it was great. I was just glad to be with friends and family and friends.
Amen.
Oh,
but y'all, Imani, Micah, and Jabez, thank you, Jesus, for those precious children. And
yes.
Father God, I just lift up those children before you, Imani, Micah, and Jabez. And I thank you, oh God, they're already 10 times smarter than all their friends. And Father, bless those children mightily. Give them the desires of their heart. Give them supernatural protection. And Father, I just thank you, oh God, for the blessing that they were on a Bible Storyland this morning. Bless each one of them, oh God. And I thank you for their obedience. I thank you for their longevity, long life. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
I thank you for the plan you have for Imani, Micah, and Jabez. Great plans, oh God. And so, Father, we just thank you for protecting the children and keeping them safe. And I thank you that they're already being taught of you, oh God. They know great songs. And I thank you for the musicians and the doctors and the attorneys coming out of those children. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Did my cousin come on today?
No, she didn't come on today.
Okay, all right. She went to the funeral. I forgot about that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Well, we thank you for letting us thank
God
for you. Say that.
What'd you say?
So we thank you for letting us sing today. I'm glad I got to get up and meet my little cousins here, Carla's kids. They are so cute. I remember they were babies. I've just seen them since they were little. But I
Ooh,
thank God
big
for
now.
Huh?
I said they're big now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to school now. What are you, 12? Are you 12? 10, 7, and 9. They all they all together. They have an older sister.
Uh-huh.
Sierra's older. Yeah, Sierra's the only one we ever know. Anyway, thank you for having us on, Sister G.
Oh, thank you for being on with us. I just give y'all a hand clap of praise and thank God for you.
Thank you.
All right, well, it's salvation time. So much is happening in our world now, and we need God more than ever before. So, you know, we're thanking the Most High God for all that he's doing for us in this nation. And, you know, many times fear comes on us. I know yesterday it must have been 10 policemen about 4 houses down from me. I still don't have a clue what was going on, but I know today I'll probably find out why all those policemen were in that area, but I thank God for no mishaps. I didn't hear no gun shooting. I didn't see no violence taking place, but God knows what was happening. So, you know, we got to be saved. Anybody who's not saved, we got to get saved in this hour. We got to start calling on God like never before. So we're going to pray for salvation for people who are not saved. And you know what, like Gloria Jean saying, let Jesus fix it for you. You know, God will fix it for us when we call on his name. He is an amazing God. He gives us grace, amazing grace. He don't withhold grace from us. We need grace. We need mercy in this hour because things are happening. Now, you know, even to the backsliders, you know, must be a thing of the past. Backsliding must be a thing of the past. We got to start hauling onto God's unchanging hand. We got to start loving Jesus because Jesus loves us. He not only loves, he loves Imani, he loves Micah, he loves Jabez, and he loves each one of us. And he's waiting, you know, for all of his children around the world to come and to praise him, to give him glory and honor. And we can't do no backsliding. We got to move forward. Backsliding has to be a thing of the past. We got to move forward in God, and we got to get closer to him than we've ever been before. Psalm 42 says we got to run after God like we're thirsting, like a deer when it thirsts. We got to run after him and keep running after him and keep hungry and keep thirsting for him because is the day that he's made, and he is waiting patiently before he returns to the earth to claim his children. He's waiting patiently. Well, it's prayer time, and, you know, we have about, I'll say we got about 15 more minutes left, and then we're going to be closing out. So anybody who needs prayer, press 1. Let's see. I muted some people, but I'm going to unmute them. I'm going to unmute some other people. Okay, anybody need prayer, press 1. Okay, hold on. It's Brother David coming on live today on Bible Storyland. Hey, Brother David.
Hey, good morning, Sister G.
How are you doing this morning?
I am blessed and grateful and happy that God loves me.
Amen. Well, we got about 14 more minutes, so you want to make your request known.
Yes, ma'am. I just pray. Thank God that Sister G got well and feeling good because you sound good, so I know you're feeling better. I thank God for my intercession, the people that's in my life, and I really appreciate you and everyone else that's been praying for me and praying for my family. I know we covered because we've been prayed for, so I want to ask God to make sure, but I thank him for keeping all the people healthy that are in my life and helping me grow spiritually. That one show, the devil, he mounted a full attack against me before my little hosting show. I had to run to the word. I had to go find out what David did when the devil was attacking him. And I went to that word, and as soon as I started praising him and lifting up his name, things turned right around. And, looking at my family, I thank God for all the women. Because, see, the devil will try to get you to think you ain't supposed to have a woman teaching you that. Now, I was talking to my buddy. He's about 6-7 years old. And I told him, I'm getting ready to listen to Kimberly Daniels. He said, you listen to a woman? I said, yeah, you need to listen. I said, that woman is popping. You need to listen. No, I ain't listening to a woman. See, so the devil have people confused, you know, and I told him if God chose to bring life to a woman, why wouldn't he bring the word to a woman? So you got to look further, and they got to be careful because you fall behind man, you're going to get in trouble. And God ain't going to be something normal that you can understand with your brain. God is something totally different. So I thank him for all my intercessors, all my people praying for me and watching over my family and just thank him for the mercy and grace that my family walked in. I'm very thankful. So that's all I pray for.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. You know he got that call on his life. You know, I'm sure he's going to be bringing forth the word any day now. Any day. Thank you, Brother David.
Amen.
Anybody
yes,
else need prayer? Press 1. Press 1.
I'm pressing 1. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
Okay, you're making a request?
Oh, yeah. This is Jackie. I want you to pray for all of my senior citizens. Most of them are getting the flu at this time of the year, and they're sick. They can't take everything. So pray for Miss Mary and Miss Nancy and Miss Henry and all my other little senior citizens and my patients, and pray for my little niece. She went to the hospital. She was having those migraine headaches, and now they found a mass on her skull. They don't know what it's coming from or what it is or what it's going to affect. So I just want to pray that there is nothing, that it can be removed. I know God can do anything but fail. And I know
we're
going
to pray
it's
dissolved, and they won't even have to do brain surgery.
Thank you so much. Pray for all of my nieces and my nephew and my husband and my children, my daughters especially, and pray for all of our safety.
All right. Anybody else? Press 1. We got about 12 more minutes. Okay. Well, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, O God, that you are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your presence this morning, Father God, and we thank you, Father, that you are the God who hears and answers. We thank you, Father God, for you are the God who answers by fire, and that you are burning up everything in our path that's not like you. Mokorabaka Sheke Orabaka Sheke Onamaka. And Father God, we thank you for all the intercessors, for Brother David, who keep him prayed up, who stand in the gap for him, for his family, and for people in the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for his health, the health of his family, for his strength, the strength of his family. And we thank you for strengthening senior citizens in this day and time, O God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, O God, for all that you're doing on our behalf, O God. And, Father God, we repent before you because we have errors in us. We don't know the little foxes that spoil our vine. We don't even know all of our sins that we've committed against you. But we ask forgiveness, Father God. We thank you that you are a royal king, a holy God, and that there's no God like you, Jehovah. And, Father, I lift up Jackie and every senior that she takes care of and those in the buildings where she goes, oh, God, even those in the home, even those who lay flat on their beds and not able to do anything. But, Lord, I thank you for sending Jackie to be sensitive to their needs, to know how to care for them, Father God. And so, Father God, you know the flu and viruses and all kinds of things are spreading around in the air. But, Lord, I thank you for the health and strength of your people. I thank you for strengthening the seniors' immune system, oh, God, so that they are resistant to the flu, they are resistant to pneumonia, they are resistant to fever and viruses that could attack their bodies. But, Father, I thank you for that shield that you are to protect the bodies of senior citizens. We lift up Miss Mary, Miss Nancy, and Mother Henry, and we thank you, oh, God, that they are blessed of you. They are protected of you as they walk in divine health because your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, I lift up Jackie's niece. And, Father God, because of the migraine headaches, you alerted them to let them know that something was wrong. So they look further. But, Lord, we believe your report that your Korabaka, that her niece is healed by every strike that you took. And, Father, we know that you are a God of the impossibilities. So we ask you to dissolve that thing that they found on her brain. And we thank you that when they look, when they do another brain scan, that it will be smaller and null and void. We cancel the attack of the enemy upon that child right now because of the great call she has upon her life, oh, God. Oh, Father God, she is a young singer. Yokorabaka, barely Yokorabaka in life, oh God. So, Father God, we bind that up in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pits of hell. No weapon that is formed against her knee shall prosper. I think that thing is gone in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you for supernatural protection for Jackie, for her husband, for her two daughters, and for her relatives all over. In the name of Jesus, I lift up her cousin Donna, who's usually on with us, and her mom and her husband and family, oh God. And we thank you for supernatural protection for everyone who comes on Bible Storyland, who comes on Boys to Men. And we lay every care, every weight, your Korabaka, at your feet, oh God. And we thank you that you are the God who Korabaka say supernaturally take care of your children. You are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are a provider, Jehovah Mukurabaka Jireh. Oh, what a mighty God you are. You are great in all your ways. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you today, Most High. We come grateful hearts. And we say thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you that we can hear your voice. Thank you that you heard even before we called you this morning. You answered every prayer before we wrote it down, oh God. Even before it was formed in our mouths, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you are the great God. Woo! Lord God Almighty. And Lord, I thank you for everybody you brought on today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for blessing and protecting them and their families, their seed, and every relative in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we all stand in the gap in the name of Jesus, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. I lift up little Imani, Micah and Jabez, those children and their parents. And I thank you, oh God, for blessing them and giving them favor from on high. And so, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing for the senior citizens and for the little ones all over the world.
And so, Father, we bless and honor you and thank you for being a great king and allowing us, your children, to call on your name. While it's closing time on Bible Storyland, and I look forward to speaking with you on Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies this Thursday. I believe it will be the 5th of March. Can you believe it? March already. We march right into March. So I thank God for each of you. Don't forget to thank the Lord. Praise him daily. He is our creator. Be obedient to him. Show him love, love. Learn to love him with all of your heart, soul, and your strength. Learn to be obedient to him. You know, we learn by the things that we suffer, but I thank God that we don't have to suffer all the time. We can just be obedient to him because we've learned. So I thank God for you. I love you. Have a good God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, God, our Heavenly Father, loves you so much. He loves you so I can't even word how much he loves you. He just loves you for no reason at all. He just loves you, and he loves you some more, and he just loves on us every day. We are blessed that the Most High God loves us. In Jesus' name. So, Father God, as we close out today on Bible Storyland, walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And let the words of our mouth, O God, and our meditation be acceptable unto you, O Lord. You are our strength. You are our Redeemer. And we give you a hand clap of praise, O God. We honor you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.